And I went downstairs to tell Hans what God had just said to me. And there was my husband with his computer. He takes one look at me. He's like, he could tell something drama happened. He could just tell this is going to be a long conversation. And this is the don't bother me right now, I'm busy look. And I come to him and I got tears coming down my face. That is so my husband, by the way. There's several people that are going, yep, we've seen Hans do this. Shoulders up. I said, Hans, I got to talk to you. He's like, what? I go, dude, this is serious. What? I said, God just told me that we need to sell the house. We had just moved into the house 3 months before. We bought the house in a low market area. We bought the house at the bad time. But because we saved $300,000 by moving up to the mountains and we got so much more that we did not need, I said, Hans, God told me we need to sell the house. His jaw went boom. He goes, God told me the same thing 2 weeks ago, but I told God, you better tell her because I ain't fighting that fight. As God as my witness, that is exactly how it went. You better tell her because I ain't fighting that battle, man. So here we were in absolute agreement, broken before God. And you know how faithful God is? That here he exposed the greed that had crippled my life and I hadn't even realized that I was walking through life crippled. I had no clue. I used to say from the front of the room, in fact, my family that's here that used to be in that room, I used to say, I could walk away from this tomorrow. It means nothing to me until the day God said, walk away from it. But do you know what he did? Do you know how faithful he is? I told you that we bought the house in a down market in an area that is not prosperous for real estate. It had been in a 10-year slump at the time. And do you know what the Lord did? He brought me one buyer. One buyer. Who needed to sell her house in order for her to buy my house. And she raised four children in that house. And it was built by a man who raised four children in that house. Land totally set aside for God. These were godly people, godly men that built the house, godly woman that lived in the house. And here she has to sell her house in order to buy my house. And in 6 months, there was only one person that came to buy my house, and it was her. She was going to turn my dream house into a board and care home for developmentally disabled people. Oh, look at, oh, how sweet. Single woman worked at the prison. So I walk into her house, I look at the scene, and I'm like, oh, no. I don't think so. There's only two small bathrooms. My bathroom, my house, just the master bedroom suite was bigger than most of your homes. Just the master bedroom suite alone. The master bedroom, the retreat, the bathroom, and the closet. The closet was 350 square feet. And it was full, wall to wall, floor to ceiling. I am so telling the truth. There's people in this room who have been in that house. Wall to wall. I had $250,000 in clothes. Oh, shut your mouth. You would have done the same thing if you came from where I came from. Don't you look at me religious like that. You would have done the same thing. You're doing it right now. You're just spending it at Walmart. I spent mine at Saks Fifth Avenue. It's the truth. I bought the real leather and fur. You buy the fake. We're still spending in the same way, aren't we? If you had the cash, you'd have been as foolish with it as I was. Okay, now this is what I'm showing you. God, Almighty God is so loving and so faithful that here he tells us to sell this house. And what does he do? He prospered us in our obedience. And he will prosper you if you're willing to walk from greed as well. He brought us one buyer who had a house that I hated, but I knew walking into it that it was priced $50,000 under market. I knew it was. I knew to just paint and put my stuff in it would raise the value instantaneously. Of course, I had to sell half my stuff. I had seven couches. I could only bring one with me because that's the size of the room. Okay? My bedroom, I have scars on my toes from stubbing them in that stinking little closet. The new bedroom was smaller say that's humbling. Gotta tell you something. God, in all his love and his grace and his mercy, me, while I was full of sin and greed and disgust and wickedness, we made $100,000 on that house. That God sold that house. We bought it, we lived in it for 11 months, and that was it. And we made, on a down market, $100,000. The house that we bought currently has $150,000 worth of equity in it and is now a rental, housing godly people that God is working on as well. That in that house, and I remember talking to somebody else, I remember talking to my sister-in-law who used to complain about the house she lived in, I went, God help. I said, I know exactly how you feel, but that this house in this neighborhood has been the best thing that has ever happened to me. Because it was in this house was I was set free from greed. It was in this house that I discovered every wicked, nasty, spoiled, rotten brat thing that was in me. It was in this house that God set me free from something I had no idea I was in bondage to. And that even now today, when I came out of retirement and we started speaking again, we had companies offer seven figures so that I would only train for them because they did not want my mouth equipping their competition, which is you. Danny, we'll put you in a master distributorship. We'll pay you $1 million a year. It'll be great. You will not have to build your own business. We'll just give it to you monthly if all you do is go on the road once a month for us. And I could look them in the face. Now, mind you, I'm in that house that I did not like. I'm in that house. Don't you think $1 million guaranteed a year sounded pretty good, only having to travel once a month? Oh, yes. And guess what I said? Thanks, but no thanks. Now, some of you are like, you are stupid. No, because we've made far many more times that amount, having the freedom to preach what I want to preach, to equip where I want to equip, and to do the work of the Father who sent me. That's right. That's right. Number four,